Hi, this is Evan the Holy Fear, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Who's doing this? I'm the judge.
What is going on, everybody? It is another edition of Talking Sports brought to you by PostShare.com. I'm Randy Harris. How about that? I haven't done that in like forever. Introduce myself and in studio as he is always.
Hello, Wegs, Alex, Weghorn, that one.
Anything else?
I don't know.
All right, so you all locked in? We ready to go?
We are ready to go.
Because I'm going to attempt. You know, back in the day, I remember when I was addicted to games, when I was addicted to poker, online poker, when I was addicted to just any of these silly little games. I would be playing them and trying to do this show when we were doing the Daily Show because I couldn't go. You know, it was like an addiction. It was like crack cocaine to me. So now that I'm getting ready to broadcast in a couple of weeks in Vegas, I'm hooked to this game, which is a Vegas game. And the coins and tokens and everything that you get, you can use for real things in Las Vegas.
I still don't understand why they set it up this way, but it's awesome.
It's
great for the
It's a promotion for all the casinos.
It's great for the users too, because you're getting free stuff.
Absolutely. So if you're gonna play slots, if you're gonna play blackjack, if you're gonna play whatever, if you go to Vegas, like my daughter says, she may go in a year. Start now. Think of all the things you can accumulate by then.
That's a good point. So I've already, free trip to Vegas.
Well, I don't know about that, but you know, I've already got a buy one get one free Buffett. Mm-hmm. I've already got a discounted ticket for a concert, so I'm playing it. So we're going to talk about a newest addiction.
Yes,
it hit earlier today. So let's put it out there. It's called Box Me Up, BoxMiUp.com. Another app put out by our good friend Javon Hay. Go download it. Go play it. You and I are going to start playing it while we're on the air.
Yeah, there's a very good chance I'm just going to mail today in.
And that's different. How?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But at least now you'll have a reason. Well, you always have a reason because you and Sean are either doing soccer games or, you know,
pool
or whatever, the you know, watching football or whatever, leaving me high and dry. So Javon is going to be on here shortly to talk about Box Me Up. Momentarily, the return of Steve Savanu, another Audio-Technica product that we're going to give away, is the CKP-200IS. We will have the another return of Styles G. White, and we're going to kick back up Kinetics. How about this? We made a wager 3 months ago concerning an event that is going to happen. Are we hooked up yet?
Yeah, everything's good to go.
All right, well, here, let me give you my whatever.
I'm not going to play against myself.
Never mind. I was going to say something that would have been better to say on the internet site. But I don't even know where I was going. You made me lose my mind.
There was a bet 3 months ago.
A bet 3 months ago about a 5K.
Yes.
That the whole team, my personal family and my radio family are all going to go participate in a 5K on a particular day.
Yes.
I know, well, hell, you go to the gym three times a day.
Right.
I know that Sean has gone to the gym to train a little bit and get prepared and whatever. I know my wife has gone, and I said I was going to train. I'm thinking about starting tonight, seeing that the 5K is tomorrow.
Ready, set, go.
It certainly popped up pretty quick. So I need to talk to you about the 5K. We need to talk about kinetics in the gym and all that. We're going to get to a ton of stuff. I have some Buccaneer stuff I need to talk about. Sean brought up last night something about the Rays and the Marlins, which makes a lot of sense with the signing that just happened. Mm-hmm. $69,000 a day.
Yeah, the next 13 years.
We're going to get to all of that. But as we do each and every other Friday, we welcome from Audio Technica our good friend Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
Good, Randy. How are you?
A little chilly. It's in the 70s here.
Oh, I'll send you some of the wet stuff we've got on the ground here. It's in the 20s up here in Ohio.
See, it's days like that that even tell me further along how much I love living in Florida.
Absolutely. In fact, it's almost worth coming down there just to bring you some of the snow.
No, we're good. But we can talk about Audio Technica. We're going to talk about a product I believe that we've talked about a few times, and that's the 200IS, correct?
That is correct. This is the ATH-CKP-200IS. It's part of our Sonic Sport line, and it's an in-ear headphone for active people. What's cool about this headphone is it's got an over-ear clip that helps hold the headphone in place. So if you're working out, you're jogging, you're running, you're doing some kind of a highly stressful physical activity, and these headphones are going to stay in place, which is very important when you're out there trying to work out, especially in the cold weather here in Ohio.
Or in the hot weather down here in Florida. But Steve, let's talk about that just for a second, because when I first saw these headphones, and then we talked about it at the CES last year, the first response from me and from a lot of people that are not used to something like that is, oh, it's kind of strange, it's kind of weird. Once I tried it, I loved it, because you can feel that they're not going to fall out. You can feel that they're stuck in place and that everything's okay, and you can do whatever you want to do.
Exactly. The other thing that's cool about these headphones is the cable that connects the two sides together is longer on one side and shorter on the other. We did that on purpose so that most people carry their player either in a sleeve holder or a shirt pocket or a jacket pocket. And this way, it helps dress the cable a little bit easier around the person's neck, across the back of their neck to the other earphone. And it keeps that cable out of the way with their, especially doing a kind of an active workout, so maybe aerobics or something of that nature.
And that definitely helps a great deal. I remember using another product. I'd have the iPhone in my back pocket. It wouldn't reach, so I'm hunched over as I'm trying to mow the yard. And everything you guys do is for a reason and a purpose, and that's just another one that definitely helps in when you're trying to enjoy while you're also doing some strenuous activities.
Exactly. But the other thing that's really important about these headphones is they not only come with the standard small, extra small, small, medium, and large interchangeable ear tips for sound isolation, but they also have a rigid style ear tip. And here's the situation I run into. I'm driving to work in the morning, and sometimes it's kind of dark, and I'll see a runner or somebody alongside the road, and obviously they've got headphones on because they are definitely into their music. With a normal ear tip, that seals out all the background sound. And oftentimes these runners don't even know that there's traffic coming up behind them or coming, at them if they're running on the right side of the road. With these rigid ear tips, they allow a little bit of the ambient sound, a little bit of the background sound to also come in along with your music. And that way you do hear the traffic. You do hear that big dog that the neighbors let out that's, chasing you down the road as you're running. And we think it's a little bit safer, especially this time of year when people are it gets dark earlier and people are out doing their workout and it's kind of dark and they're running and so on. This helps them be more aware of their background surroundings. And the last thing you want to do is see some jogger get bit by a big dog.
No, absolutely, and that's a very important point. And the other thing to talk about, because we always do. Operate, decorate, all that. These you can definitely decorate with. Now, the pair we're going to give away later tonight is the black pair, but they come in numerous different colors.
Yes, these guys come in four different vibrant colors. So they can color coordinate any workout outfit that you may have. They come in black, blue, kind of a pinkish red, and yellow. So if you can't, as you say, operate, definitely you can decorate.
And, you can have the black pair for cutting the yard. You can have the reddish pair for when you go to the gym. You can have the yellow pair for when you're on the plane. So no matter what your activity is, you could have a different pair of headphones.
Or if you've got multiple kids in the family, buy each one of them their own color, and that way you know whose headphones are whose.
Very, very good idea. Very good. So if you have more than one child, the holidays coming up, this is definitely the item for you. If you're not fortunate enough to win that pair tonight at 11:59:59 when we have the drawing, how do they get information, Steve, and where can they purchase?
You can find out more about these on the Audio-Technica website, which is www.audio-technica.com. You can also buy this product online directly from Audio-Technica by going to the product profile page on the website and clicking the little shopping cart icon in the upper right-hand corner where it says buy this product online. And these guys retail $44.95, and it's a great idea. It's a great gift idea as well. We're getting into that holiday season. So if you don't want to buy them for yourself, buy them for the kids.
Ah, buy them for yourself as well. Buy them for the kids, buy them for gifts, buy them for friends and family, but pick up at least a pair for yourself as well.
Exactly.
That's where I'm going with it. Steve, have a great, warm weekend, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. You too. And just be happy you're not in Buffalo, New York, covering one of the games up there, if they're even going to play this weekend.
Well, they are going to play. The game's been moved to Detroit. But
okay.
How would you like to be one of those knuckleheads being paid $10 an hour to be out in that weather to shovel the snow?
Not me. No, thank you.
Not me either.
I'll stay in my nice warm studio or my nice warm office.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good, Randy. You too. Take care now.
All right, Steve. Steve Savanu, everybody. We will be giving away the CKP-200IS. That pair, we will have the drawing at 11:59:59 tonight. Before we hit the break, we have a Athlete Originals t-shirt to give away if you'd like that. We have a box of Wicked Good Cupcakes that will be shipped from Boston, Mass., if you would like to get that. We have two pair of tickets for the travel exempt. What was it called? Extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Yeah, they had some really weird. Now, I can't say right words. How am I going to say words that they've played with? But we have two pair of tickets for that to give away. It's out at the Trade Winds. They are $60 a ticket, $120 a pair. We have two pair to give away. And it's a wine tasting. There's some food, tons of auction items. I will be out there to bid on a few things. So good or bad, you could come out and compete against me and see if you can outbid me. Good luck on that, because if there's something I want, sometimes I overbid. 866-1013-40. Pick up the phone if you'd like to get involved. We'll talk Bucks. We'll talk Rays. We'll talk a whole lot more when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Buccaneer Beads, Inc. specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla, Mardi Gras parade beads, and party needs in Tampa Bay. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ybor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discounts and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
Hello, this is George Hamilton. I'm AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Don't miss Ryan's Rockin' Holiday Party on Wednesday, December 3rd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Pepin Hospitality Center. The Ryan Neese Foundation's 6th annual holiday party fundraiser will feature a silent auction, live entertainment, photo booth, a visit from Santa, and more. Hors d'oeuvres will be provided by Eddie V's and Del Fresco's Grill. The open bar will feature beverages from Coastal Wine and Spirits, Double Cross Vodka, Noble Vines, and St. Petersburg Distillery. Tickets are only $50 each. You can purchase your tickets online at RyanNeeseFoundation.com. Once again, $50. Get your tickets at RyanNeeseFoundation.com. There are also VIP packages available. Be at the best holiday party of the year. Visit RyanNeeseFoundation.com for more details and to purchase your tickets for as little as $50.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One of my biggest regrets. That I was fat and lazy, as I am every single day, had backstage passes. Kiss was performing in Orlando for the Arena Bowl. And my fat butt sat in the chair and said, the hell with it. It's a regret. You know, if that's my biggest regret in life, I guess I don't have a whole lot of problems. You know what I'm saying? We do have also some tickets to the Ryan Neese holiday party as well. That will be December 2nd, 3rd, I believe it is, out in Tampa. If you'd like to go to that, shoot me an email, shoot me a text, Facebook, send me a gift to the studio. You know, whatever you want to do, however you want to notify me that you'd like to go to the Ryan Neese holiday party, we will definitely hook you up, as well as, like I said, two pair tonight to the Extravaganza Travelganza out there at the Tradewinds. All right, before we talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, just want to get this off my chest. I have little Larry on my left and little Johnny on my right. One is screaming at me. One is patting me on the back. I'm going to be a hypocrite, and I'm going to argue with myself on the air right now.
You've been known to do that from time to time.
Numerous times. I have always said, get what you can.
Sure.
And I don't blame any athlete. Kind of like, you know, what we talked about last night, you know, with Randa. When she beat Tisa Torres, week one of The Ultimate Fighter, Tisa was ranked number 3 of the 16 fighters. Don't blame her if somebody comes and says, would you like to get back in the tournament?
Well, yeah, of course. The answer is going to be yes. It's another opportunity.
You know, you blame the game. You blame whatever.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Exactly. So I have always said that don't ever blame a fighter, an athlete, a movie star. You know, if they ask for and somebody's willing to pay them, it's not their fault.
Right, yeah.
$69,000 a day.
For the next 13 years, every single day.
Whether he
no
plays
matter what.
Or whether he doesn't play, whether the season's going on or is this just during the season? Not that it really matters because the season is almost year-round. That's more than, you know, and again, not that we have the right numbers and stuff, but that I would say that's more than, well, it's definitely more than half of this country on what they make.
Oh, absolutely.
On a yearly basis.
Yeah, absolutely. Not even close.
I think it's kind of excessive.
Kind of excessive. Kind of, you say.
Well, and that's where I'm arguing with myself. Don't blame him. If the Marlins are paying him, it's not his fault. You could go and ask for all you want. You've asked for a raise. I've laughed at you.
Pretty much.
Right? Yeah. But you can ask.
Yeah.
You know,
you can ask till you're blue in the face.
Exactly. Now, he asked for $69,000 a day and got it.
Now, there's a way you have to look at it, and he answered it perfectly during the press conference. He was asked if he was embarrassed at all about it. His response was, not exactly. First off, I like that part. But then he followed that up with, in essence, I'm paraphrasing, this is for work that I have to do still. I have to go work for this money now.
No, he doesn't.
Technically speaking,
no, he
doesn't. Right. It is guaranteed. However, as a professional, he now has to go and earn that money that he is being given, that his contract is for. In the military, something that I heard multiple times, I don't know if you heard it during your time, but a promotion is not necessarily for work you have done in the past, good work you've done in the past. It is an acknowledgement that you are able to accept the responsibility and do the work of that pay grade now that you have received it. It's for the work you have to do still. So it's not something that, sure, yeah, he broke his face and he still led the National League in home runs last season with 37, missed the last 17 games. Yeah, he had a good year. He hits monster bombs, but now he has to still go out and earn that money, which is the way he looks at it, and it's the way you should look at it.
What's the first player, the first athlete, the first whatever you think of when you think of him and you think of those statements and you think of the money that he signed for? Does Albert Pujols come to mind?
Absolutely.
It's the first one that comes to mind.
Because just because of the numbers, yes.
Yeah.
Now, it could turn out the way of Albert Pujols. He goes to a new team and signs for all this money and then is laying an egg.
Well, and that's what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's entirely possible. But you're talking about somebody who is much younger. He has not gone through the same injuries. Yeah, the face, that's a big one. I acknowledge that. And that's another thing. We haven't seen him stand in the box and have a fastball thrown at him since he was hit. We don't know how he's going to react. He may get a little weary. That could definitely affect his plate presence.
You would think.
So
you would think.
We have to see how it's all going to turn out, but we have about 13 years to see if the Marlins get their money out of them.
All right. Last night on Knockout Radio, our national MMA show, I don't know why we turned to talking about this situation, but it was brought up the fact that the Tampa Bay Rays do not spend money.
Right.
Do not have fans in the stadium.
Right.
Have what some people claim is an awful stadium. I'm okay with it, whatever. Some people claim it's a bad location. I tell them, you know what I tell them.
Yeah.
And he brought up, look at the Marlins. The Marlins paid for a good portion of that stadium.
Yes.
There's probably more people at Rays games than Marlins games.
I would agree with that.
Yet they just spent $300 and some million.
Well, because they had their fire sale, they freed up all the money that they had left from building the stadium because they didn't have Mark Burley. They didn't have Jose Reyes. They didn't have. So they had the ability to throw everything they had left at Stanton. That said, the way I look at it, now they don't have the money to throw at anybody else. You put the pressure of performing on only him. So you can't bring in anybody who's already proven. And depending on how well they've been doing, it may be hard to get a prospect from another team because they know that that's it. They won't be able to afford you later on.
On the phone, your brother from another mother, and he has a question for you. So let's see what's on Rob's mind. Rob, what's up?
Hey, Randy, great show today.
Thank you very little.
Wags, the Bucks finally woke up.
You know, it was like everything started to click. I'm still very wary on McCown. Not that Glennon was doing all that great. I'm still weary on McCown. I think Evans, he still has this upswing for the rest of the season as long as he stays healthy. And that was a huge part of it. Now the defense came to play as well, too. Obviously, if they didn't do what they did, then it could have been a whole lot closer game, especially going into the fourth quarter.
All right, here's the question for you. And Rob, thanks for the phone call. Glass half full, glass half empty. Yeah, they looked good. They played Washington. And Washington was exploding from the inside before the game on Sunday. Let's watch what kind of a God, I'm glad I just caught myself. oh, my God, I'm glad I just caught myself. Guess what I was going to say. Let's see what kind of debacle the Washington Redskins put on the field this week. Because after RG3 said the things he said, I don't think it's the first time he said it, where he's like, put the best quarterbacks out there, and if his team around him doesn't perform, what do you expect? And that's paraphrasing what he said about the receivers, running backs, offensive line. So, yes, I thought they played great. I really, truly did. And this is the offense that I envisioned all along with Evans. And I still don't think Jenkins has exploded like I expected.
No, he definitely not.
I really expect him to be a superstar. I expect Evans, and he will, take over the Jackson role. What I find funny, and it wouldn't have surprised me at all if Vincent Jackson was traded. And I know they're still trying to shop him. What you want to be very, very careful of, kind of what you just said about Stanton and down there with the Marlins, when you move Vincent Jackson, that now moves Evans from where he is, the number two, to the number one.
All the focus is on him now.
Things change. You know, I remember like yesterday, and I know Ed does as well, Alvin Harper was a number two in Dallas. He was brought here to be our savior, and I believe you're a better wide receiver than Alvin Harper was. It's pretty close. No, it's really pretty close.
Now, you say that, and I understand what you're saying. It's not exactly the toughest game to play against Washington.
Oh, I thought you were talking about box me up.
No, not yet. Okay. No. Yeah, we're talking about a team that in week two lost to the Rams at home. In an emotional game, because that was when there was the celebration for Derek Brooks.
I'm going to argue that with you. What kind of emotional game is that? Seriously. How many players are there on?
Okay, so take that out of it. You're still playing week two against the Rams at home, and you lost.
Absolutely. I'm not saying that
against their third string quarterback.
I'm not saying that they're Super Bowl bound. I'm not saying any of that. And that's what I'm saying. Are we giving too much for what happened on Sunday when they played a team as bad?
No,
the Washington Redskins are not a very good football team.
What you have to look at, instead of who they're playing, you have to look at the team itself. They made forward progress.
Absolutely.
That is the important part, because now, again, we're not looking at trying to save this season. You're trying to make as much.
Hold on a second. Stranger things have happened in Major League sports.
Sure, I understand that.
When the other three teams in the South are as bad as you are.
Sure.
Let me rephrase that. When the other three teams are playing as bad as you are playing.
That's okay. Pretty accurate statement.
All right, changing it up a little bit. The chance of it happening, slim to none, I understand that. But Carolina is not playing well. It's, a three-game lead right now. Mm-hmm. Stranger things have happened. I don't think it can happen. I would give more validity to it if they played Atlanta one more time. But because they've lost both games, that's an added game on.
Absolutely.
Just all four are not playing very well. And I read something the other day where a six-win team can win the South.
And I understand that. But, again, you're not going to get to that point if you're not making forward progress every single game.
I'm not sure we're arguing. I think we're agreeing.
Yeah, we are pretty much saying the same thing slightly differently. you have to make the forward progress. If you are able to save the season, then that's awesome. That's icing on the cake. Right now, you have to worry about making sure that Lovie Smith's system is working here with the players that were here and have been brought in to make sure you continue to make progress over the offseason and into next season. I mean, I think his first season in Chicago, I think he was 5-11 or something like that. Something like that still might happen. Traditionally, what we've seen with him, start off slow, you pick up a couple years down the road, you have a little bit more of a solid base. So, with that said, we have our solid base of a first half for today.
Half down.
We're going to hit this break, and we'll be right back. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com. Check them out.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Like the lure of speed and the finest in luxury? Then come to the Festivals of Speed presented by Fields Auto Group at the Ritz-Carlton Orlando Grand Lakes. Sunday, December 7th, Festivals of Speed is gathering the world's most exotic automobiles, motorcycles, aircraft, and luxury brands. Names like Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Porsche, and others will all be on display. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit festivalsofspeed.com or call 352-385-9450. West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
We'll be right back.
I swear, I say it every Friday. The music is sometimes better than the gibberish that we talk
than
about.
Than the show?
Some of that music is outstanding. But four guys are on the injury report for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, David, Martin, Sims, and Werner. All four are questionable. Levante David did not participate in practice yesterday or today. Not real good news. Everybody else was limited. A few guys from Chicago have been ruled out. Sharpton, Williams, Scott, a lot of probables as I'm trying to look down at. Brandon Marshall is probable. He's been limited all week.
Same with Jeffrey as well.
Yep.
So you have to think most likely Marshall and Jeffrey will be there, so that's going to be a test for the secondary, sure.
You know, yes and no, and it's that typical what's better. The weather, it's going to slow you down.
Sure.
But it's slowing you down, but you still know where you're going. You know what I'm saying? The receiver knows where they're going, where our DBs or vice versa, you know, they don't know. So it definitely does, you know, bring some to that. Again, congratulations goes out to number 13.
That was pretty impressive.
Absolutely.
That was pretty impressive. Almost all of the aerial offense was going to him. What was it? 7 catches, 209 yards, 2 touchdowns. I think he has, what was it? Over 100 yards and a touchdown in each of his last 3 games.
You know what the best part of it being 12 or 2:38 Eastern Standard Time?
No, but I'm sure you're about to tell us.
I am about to tell you. On the phone with us right now is the man with a plan, Javon Hay, who is going to tell us a little bit more about Box Me Up. And the beauty is, while Javon's talking, you and I are going to continue playing because I'm addicted to this game, and I think I'm beating you right now.
We're turning out.
Hey,
Javon, how are you, buddy?
Good. How about yourself?
Not too bad. We had you on last night. We talked about Box Me Up. It was released this morning. I know people are getting the app. People are getting addicted. Alex and I are playing while we're doing this radio show. So we're trying to stay focused, but this game has us hooked.
That's a good thing. Appreciate that.
Talk to us a little bit about Box Me Up, what it is, before we talk about how you can get it. But, you know, tell us about, you know, and the process that it was for you and your team to get this out.
Yeah, it took about 3.5 months, you would say about 4 months. And all we did was we took a childhood game, Dots and Boxes, where, you got a lot of dots and then you got, draw lines and the job is to try to close that box or that shape. And, you get points for it. Or, back in the day, you should put your initial in there and then you add them up at the end of the day. So what we basically did was, took that and took it to a 3D platform, and, different shapes, different sizes, different colors. And, it's doing super well. Like our social media has been going crazy, and it's about to get ready to get crazy. Because we have a lot of big time social media celebrities that's getting ready to push it 6 Eastern tonight. So it's gonna do well.
Addicting game, like you said, as kids you used to use it with a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper, and you'd pass the paper back and forth. The beauty of being in the 2010s now, you do it on smartphones, you do it on iPads and such, and you're able to not only play with friends, that you may have on Facebook or in your social media, but it's also set up where you can play people you don't know as well.
Oh yeah, that was key. You got a circle, but sometimes you want to, play random people. And the best thing about it is there's a ranking system. So you get to see where, you're ranked, worldwide. And, we just came out. We got some different features coming out in the next couple of weeks. And, we also want to be able to reward that person who's ranked number one or top three in the world. So, we're still trying to figure out how we're going to compensate them or reward them. But, it's a lot coming. That's our first rollout today, and it's only going to get better.
One of the other things I want to talk to you about, and we are talking to former Buccaneer, former Tennessee Titan, Javon Hay, the fact that a lot of times when you get these games, whether it's on computer, whether it's on your smartphone or whatever, you're only able to play that one game. Your system is set up that you can play more than one game at a time. So if you're waiting for one person to respond to do their, line or close the box or whatever, and they're at work or it's at nighttime and they're sleeping, you're able to play, because the game is so addictive, you're able to play other people, other games at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Real users. And if they're not picking up, you just always go back to the computer, which is pretty hard to beat. But, you want to give people options. Like you said, sometimes people take a long time. Some people are preoccupied and trying to play here and there. So we just don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, I can't continue playing. So challenge someone else.
Is there any truth that when the computer takes a nap that you fill in and you play the game as the computer?
No.
Probably the biggest thing that we do need to talk about, Javon, is the fact that if you go to the App Store, if you go to the Google Play and you download it, it's that four-letter word. It's free.
Oh, yeah. You got to make it free. You know, a lot of people don't like paying for apps. But, of course, we have in-app purchases, you know, if you want different shapes, you know, different colors. And like I said, you know, down the road, we're going to have, like, different, you know, extra bonuses, you know, so it's totally free. You can sign in as a guest. You don't have to create an account if you don't want to, you know. So, you know, we're giving people options, but, you know, ultimate goal is, you know, that people just don't want to play with their original shape. I think there's 9 other shapes, and, like, we're up 20-something colors. So, you know, we're hoping that people, you know, just want to get, you know, jazzy with it. You could customize your backdrop. So, you know, if you want to put a picture of, you know, a Buccaneer flag or helmet in the background while you play, you could always be looking at the Buccaneer. You'll put a picture of your girlfriend, your wife, your kids. So, you know, we jam-packed it with a lot of stuff, but we didn't want to overdo it because I think we, you know, this app has longevity and, you know, we want to just, you know, start with baby steps.
I know that it just got released today, and I'm certainly not going to let anything out of the bag, but some of the things that you and I talked about earlier today, I can't wait for those things. And I want to be able to use some of those things that, you know, you'll be able to do as upgrades and whatever when I'm playing Wags in the studio. I just want to see his face when I do some of these things.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's going to be, you know, these upgrades are going to cost you if you want to pay for it, or you could earn some of these upgrades. So that's going to be, you know, the thing. So now it's like instead of you strategizing to not lose the game or close the box, now you're saying, whoa, I could actually, you know, if I make this play, you know, I could earn bonuses, you know. So within that game, you can't carry it over to the next game. But, you know, I think that's something that we needed, but we didn't want to come out the gate with that.
Sure. And it definitely is a learning curve. It's a brand new game. It's a brand new feature. It's a brand new app. It's called Box Me Up, BOXMIUP. And I can't wait to play it. Well, I'm playing it now. I was going to say off the air, but Wags and I are playing it as we speak, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. And thank you for releasing the app. Thank you for everything that you do. And let me know when some of these new features come out so that we can have the inside scoop and I can throw them against and do them against Wags before he knows what's going on.
Oh, yeah, you'll definitely know. I mean, you could use it where he's thinking he's about to finish his game and boom, oh, my gosh, where did this curveball come from?
Exactly. So, Javon, now that this is out, what is next? Are you already starting to work on your next app, or are you going to sit back and enjoy the weather for a day?
Yeah, starting to, you know, do our own personal wireframes. We're actually trying to use this app to catapult our next one because, you know, these are all the business partners. But the next one's going to literally be something where it's going to change the restaurant industry. So, you know, we're trying to take down industries at a time, you know. So.
I like the one you're going to next. I like restaurants. So
we all got to eat, don't we?
And we all got to eat. Javon, thank you for your time. Thank you for your involvement with Talking Sports and Knockout Radio. And we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks. You guys enjoy.
Javon, hey, everybody. The head honcho at PostShare, at Yapt, at now Box Me Up. And it is pretty cool.
I'm not going to lose.
Well, if you
know. I'm refusing to lose.
Yeah,
I will not allow myself to lose.
If I can make a quick call, like I told Javon earlier today, you know, it was funny because I ran into an issue this morning that I didn't understand. And you know me, I get flustered real easily. So what do? I call the owner of the damn company. Javon, what's going on here? How do I fix this? So I got some things, you know, up my sleeve that when it's about ready for you to think you're winning, kaboom, kabang, life will be good.
Do you know who
866-10-1340. This is Talking Sports. We are brought to you by PostShare.com.
Radio Network. PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all your pickup and delivery needs, anytime, anywhere. Offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2888 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair, with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport, spelled N-E-W-H-E-R-E.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks.
Hey folks, Big Ed here from the Tantalk Radio Network. Wow, is it lunchtime already? What are you doing for lunch? Check out Naughty Nancy's Food Shack, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater, or you can phone them at 727-446-3717.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason. You're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris. So stay right there.
You know, it's fitting that Ed, who is in another city, you know, running the board, producing the show and putting it all together, that plays that song and that artist, because that guy is always happy. He's always in a good mood. Everything about his music is happy and in a good mood.
True.
Which is a beautiful tie-in to our next guest, who is always happy, is always in a good mood. I just don't like being around him in a gym because I don't like being happy in a gym. Huh. Styles G. White, how are you?
How you doing?
I am fine. Welcome back to the program in what we've discussed that will be a bi-weekly segment about the gym, about Kinetics, where you are now located with your Vandals and what's going on. But really what I wanted to start with you, Styles, and you and I have talked about this before, motivation to get people in the gym. We all know we need to go to a gym. How do we get motivated to get our lazy butts into a gym?
A couple of things. One, the effort. You got to show up. That'd be awesome. And we got
a good start.
I mean, just saying. It's hard to sell people the effort. But that, and we got some great prices and amenities there at Kinetics Health Club. So, I mean, I think it'd be beneficial to come there and check it out. And if you show up 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to do something. No one just shows up and leaves. So they got to get there. They got to show up. We handle the rest.
So that is a good start. Kinetics, which is located in Pinellas Park, corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard. Brand new equipment. It's a fairly new facility. It's basically kicking butt and taking names, right?
But yeah, I mean, yeah, we got the Les Mills there that goes along with the package when you get there. We got daycare, showers, I mean, you know, and they got, you know, our brand of Elite Vandals Fitness. So, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff in there to choose from. And, of course, we got the treadmills, ellipticals, and all that good stuff.
You know, and again, at least as far as I'm concerned, it's important to say that you have the TVs, you have the where you can stick your headphones in, because you know me, I get sidetracked so easy. If I'm on a treadmill, if I'm on any kind of elliptical, at least I'm sidetracked by watching something on the TV screens.
Yeah, if you were to do that, if you were.
Shots fired.
Well, here's the thing, SGW. I said months ago that I needed to start training for the 5K that I'm involved in. And since that 5K is now tomorrow, I'm thinking maybe I'll hit Kinetics later today.
Yeah, you know what? If your 5K is tomorrow, you probably actually want, like, you should probably do what you've been doing and take today off. I'm here all day. No, actually, you probably want to take the day off and chill and get your mind right for it. You don't really want to stress your body too much when you got a big day tomorrow when you're competing.
Okay. From a guy that I respect and look up to a great deal, I will take the rest of the day off then. Then I won't go.
Then what'd you do the week before that, though?
Well, but it's too late because the event's tomorrow.
Tell me what you did the week before. What'd you do 2 days before that, though? Let me hear that.
All right, so let's get serious for a second before we run out of time. Somebody, whether it's myself, you know, people that are listening to this program, you know, they want to sign up at a gym. They're going to sign up at Kinetics. They come in. You're there. Mike's there. You work out, you know, the deals and stuff. What would you suggest to get started? What day one, what should somebody do? How do you handle day one?
Okay, typically if the person comes in there, we do a la carte, right? So we figure out what best works for you. That being if you want to do the Les Mills class, if you want to do personal training, and if you want to do Elite Vandals training. Like, it all depends on what you desire. So it's kind of, you know, in essence, it's a la carte, right? So you come in there, you get knowledge on what's going on. Say if you never worked out before, we get you set up with assessments, see where you're at so we can know where you want to go, you know?
Interesting. Styles, I like that you said it's a la carte because there's a lot of things a la carte. I like mashed potatoes, green beans, okra.
Right. I think we got something for everybody. And I mean, our prices start at $20 a month. And I believe if you come in there right now, you don't have to pay till next year. So I'm pretty sure I can make that happen. So, I mean, you got a lot of good stuff, good packages going on for the holidays as well. You might want to take advantage of those.
Bottom line, you have to get through the warm-up. Yeah. Easier said than done.
I'd like a public apology, by the way.
Okay. I accept your apology.
Okay. Oh, you accept mine.
is that what you said? You want to apologize to me? I accept your apology, buddy.
No, I wanted the apology from you.
Okay, and this is involving?
You have thrown me under the bus numerous times that I could barely get through your warm-up, which is true. I'm not arguing that at all, but it's been told to me that I'm not the only one.
No, you're not the only one.
Okay.
Absolutely not. You're not the only one.
And I feel better now. I'm a better person for hearing that.
Right, but why would I apologize?
Well, because I wanted one.
Oh, okay. People in hell want ice water, but they ain't getting it.
That's very true. Styles up.
You know what? You came in and you did it. There's more that you better than what you were yesterday, right?
And I'll be honest with you. I enjoyed it. You know,
I'm lying.
I'm not lying. You know, I enjoyed it. I hated you while I was doing it, but
fair enough. Fair enough. This is true. I think you expressed that to me more than once as we worked out before. Yes. Absolutely right.
It was my favorite part of the workout was expressing that. How do people get information? How do they need to set up an appointment to meet with you to get started at Kinetics?
Yeah, no, they can just come in. They can come in and we got people at the front, you know, that salesmen. We got front desk people that can help them out and point them in the right direction. Like I said, all they got to do is show up.
All right, I'm going to end it on this, and I'm not blowing smoke because Alex is going to tell you that, you know, that he heard this as well. We were talking about old-time Tampa Bay Buccaneers last night, and some things were brought up about who got shafted for the Pro Bowl. When it was brought up by Sean, the person who got shafted the most was none other than you.
Man, I don't even, there's a lot of great players out there. I don't know, I appreciate it. But, I mean, between you and I, absolutely. But, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I understand.
But, Styles, here's the thing, and I only got 2 minutes, then we got to be out of here, but you know and I know, and this is the problem with the Pro Bowl, and there's some ballotings going on now. We're trying to get Danny Lansana in, who's leading the league in interceptions by a linebacker. If your name was somebody else that year, you would have gone to the Pro Bowl. It's all about name and name recognition.
Yeah, popularity. It's a popularity contest for the most part. Fans get to, especially the fans get the majority of the votes. Absolutely. Big names go all day. They didn't have a great year. But some of them earned it. They did so great the last 4 years or 5 years. They threw them a bone. It happens.
So looking back in time, when you went to change your name, and I know it was probably after that breakout or that super year, would you have maybe changed your name to something different like Warren Sapp or Michael Strahan?
Probably like Dragon Master. That's a sweet name that I thought about as original.
I'm just saying, if you would have changed it to one of those others, it would have been name recognition. You would have been in.
Oh, you mean, absolutely. I would have been Gale Sayers. I don't know. Yeah. If it was called me to get in, sure.
There you go. Styles, we are out of time. We're out of time. We'll have you back on in 2 weeks for your bi-weekly segment.
Sounds good.
All right, take care. Thanks, Styles G. White, now a personal trainer at Kinetics. Does a great job. You love them and hate them at the same time. Do the Bucks win this week in Chicago?
Yes, they keep it going.
I think they do.
Yes.
I really do. And if they don't, I may not pick them again. All right, we are out. This is Talking Sports brought to you by PostShare.com. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
See you next week.